السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and our listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, on this Mubarak day of Yom al-Jumu'ah, the 29th of November, corresponding with the 27th of Jamadul Ula, 1446. Ya Rabbi lakal hamdu kama yambaghi li jalali wajhik wa azim sultanik. Allahumma la nuhti thana'an alayka anta kama asnayta ala nafsik. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوقعوا عهده الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر قال ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدين النصيحة أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, Damat Barakatuhu, Ahlan wa Sahlan wa Marhaban to you on this beautiful day of Yom al-Jumu'ah. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala accept all your khidmat for the deen of Islam. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم. بجزاك الله خيرا to you for all the wonderful du'as. Ameen, ameen, ameen. And جزاك الله خيرا to all our technicians, Brother Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, and Zakaria Mota, or Mr. Mkizi. Thank you very much. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the most honorable day of the week and of the year as well. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week. Nevertheless, we see in the noble Quran, Suratul Jumu'ah, chapter number 62, it comprises 11 verses to highlight to us that this is the only day which Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has designated and dedicated one entire surah and chapter to it. Today is the 27th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446 in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, and Majlul Aqsa, Palestine, and 90% of the cities and countries, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. This week, Sunday evening, we should be scanning the sky. If the new moon and crescent be sighted, that will usher in the month of Jumad al-Akhirah. And if it is not sighted, then Monday will be the 30th, and then Monday night, Tuesday, will be the 1st of Jumad al-Akhirah, insha'Allah al-Aziz. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 40, Surah Mu'min, and verses number 28-29. So these surahs, the names, they have a particular reason. So why is the surah chapter called Surah Mu'min? A believer. So today the story is coming of that believer. He was at the time of the Pharaoh, and we know 99% of the people were following the Pharaoh because he had so much might, power, the police, the army, the judges, all were with him. And if you're going to go against them, they will torment you, punish you, persecute you. And he was prepared for all that. So we will listen to his episode, incident, and event. وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ. One male who was a believer. And what he spoke at that time, hence the entire surah chapter is called Surah Mu'min. And some ulama have said that we call the surah, Surah Ghafir. So why Surah Ghafir? Remember when you start and you go to the beginning of the surah, then chapter 40 and verse number 3, Ghafir Zambi. He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the forgiver of the vices and the sins. So therefore, either you use chapter number 40, verse number 3, and say Ghafir Zambi, and then Surah Ghafir. Or you say chapter number 40, Surah Mu'min, because where we are starting the lesson today, وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ. So all are acceptable. These are all flexible issues. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So today let us focus on chapter 40, verses 28 and 29. وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. And a person, a male, mu'min, a person with true belief, a person with a firm conviction. Remember from time immemorial, that is from the time of Adam and Eve, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, and Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu anha, right up to the time of Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, and then the last and the final prophet and messenger, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There was only one religion. There was, there is, and there always will be only one religion. And that is Islam. Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam. Inna deena al-maqboola. So that will be the tafsir and commentary. The religion, verily, that is accepted in the court of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is Islam. There is no way in the Quran Sharif or Sunnah Mubarakah it is mentioned that a prophet messenger came in the past and he was a Jew or a Christian or Allah forbid, an idol worshipper or anything of that sort. So we need to be very, very clear on this issue. Sometimes our Muslims themselves are confused or their fuses are blown. Chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 67. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 67. Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abraham, peace be upon him, whose name Ismigrami is mentioned 69 times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 14 is dedicated to him. Nor was he a Jew, nor was he a Christian, nor was he an idol worshipper, a polytheist, Allah forbid. So what was he? وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. But he was a Hanif, one who turned away from all the false ideologies. He was a Muslim, one who submitted, surrendered. lovingly, willingly, sincerely to all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So therefore, in Islam, there is no such thing as Abrahamic Accord, and the Jews, Christians, and Hindus, and so forth and so on, that all the non-Muslims will go to paradise and so forth. Nay, the only people who go to paradise and Jannat al-Firdaus are those Muslims who believe sincerely in what the Quran Sharif teaches us, what the Sunnah Mubarakah teaches us, the preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That only exclusively is the passport to Jannat al-Firdaus, to paradise. We need to be very clear on that issue. So this is the time of Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and his name and nami, honorable name mentioned 136 times in the noble Quran. His brother Aaron, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, his name and nami, Ismagrami, mentioned 20 times in the noble Quran. Harun means to be eloquent in his speech. Musa alayhi salam refers to the baby who was put in the chest, who was put in the box and floating there on the river, there on the Nile and so forth. So that is what is meant. We need to understand all these issues. وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ So there was a true believer from the Al of the Pharaoh. I translated Al as just Al to give you the incident. The children of the Muhajireen who migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, and the Ansar, their children, grandchildren, so the Ansar, the helpers, the assistants, they came to Imam Dar al-Hijra, Imam Malik, rahimahullah, who was A'lamun Nas bil Madinatul Munawwara. He was one of the greatest scholars of his time, there in Medina al-Munawwara. And what do we find? Then they asked him, O Imam Malik, rahimahullah, every day we reading, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Both ways you read it, what Sayyidina, or you exclude it, both ways totally acceptable. Nevertheless, the question was posed to him, wa ala Ali Muhammad, who does it refer to? What a beautiful, wonderful question. Imam Malik rahimahullah is a genius. The Ustad, remember, of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, the Ustad of Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani of the Hanafi school, and thousands of other students, remember that in Madinatul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would teach the Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, Fiqhul Islami, and sit right inside Riyadul Jannah. And he would then speak to the students and address them. Nevertheless, so he said, Imam Malik, when I read the Quran Sharif, then I see Surah 40. You see this very Surah? And when I read the Surah here, then I come to verse number 46. And what do I see in verse number 46? So chapter 40, verse 46. And now Allah Ta'ala is speaking about the Pharaoh, Fir'aun and his cronies who drowned there in the sea. النَّارُ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوًا وَعَشِيًّا That they are being presented to the fire every morning, every evening, meaning all the time. So that is what you call in the barzakh. This is what you call in the qabr. That in the grave, that they are being presented to the fire and they are being punished. And then, وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ And when the day of justice is established, أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ Then enter آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ You the آل of فِرْعَوْنَ So who will be the آل of فِرْعَوْنَ كُلُّ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ فِرْعَوْنَ All those who followed the Pharaoh, so all of you who died on kufr and shirk, now you enter أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابَ The worst punishment, chastisement, and that is Jahannam, everlasting doom and gloom. Surah Mu'min, chapter 40, verse number 46. If Ali Fir'aun refers to those who followed the Pharaoh, then Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad will refer to everyone. Kullu man ittaba'a an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a wonderful answer. The Muhajireen wanted the verdict in their favor. The Ansar children and progeny wanted in their favor. Imam Malik rahimahullah said, we do a favor to the whole Ummah and Muslimah, everyone who believes in Almighty Allah, in Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and follows the Master alayhi salatu salam, is considered as Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَونَ. So this one maid, who was a true believer, from the followers of the Pharaoh, from the Pharaoh, his family, so all this could be, but he did not follow the Pharaoh. He brought Iman, faith, on Nabi Musa alayhi salam. I followed, remember, Nabi Harun alayhi salam. So he could be the family of the Pharaoh, extended family. يَكْتُمُ إِيمَانَهُ. He was conceding his Iman, his faith, his conviction. He posed the question to them, to the Pharaoh and his cabinet and caucus and all of them and the people. أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا. You see the Hamza day is Hamza istifham. Istifham e inkar, a rhetorical question. What? Are you going to kill a person? أَيَّقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ. Who says that my Allah, my sustainer, is Almighty Allah, He's sustaining me, nourishing me. You're going to kill him? You're going to murder him? وَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَوْحَى عَلِيَّ. You see that wow? Whilst. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Whilst he brought clear, clear signs, miracles to you from your sustainer, nourisher. While the Pharaoh was alive, there was no Torah. So this refers to the miracle where he threw the stick and the staff. It became a serpent and a snake. And then again it became, remember, into the stick. سَنُعِيدُهَا سِيرَةَ الْأُولَى. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam was dark in complexion. Then when he placed his arm, and he's there under the, when he placed, you must remember, his hand under the armpit, and then took it out, فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ. It was shining, glittering for them. So these type of miracles he showed them. So he asked them, will you kill him for that? وَإِنْ يَكُ كَاذِبًا فَعَلَيْهِ كَذِبُهُ. Hypothetically. Hypothetically, for argument's sake, if he's a liar, then remember the sin or the lies will be against him. He knew that he is not a liar, he's not an imposter, he is a messenger selected by Almighty Allah, therefore I believe in him. But this is now a debate, a discussion, like how Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam said, Hada Rabbi, Hada Rabbi, speaking about the sun, the moon and so forth, the celestial creation. That is in the form of debate and discussion, and you must remember to show them that there is only one Allah, Jalla wa Ala, wahdahu la sharika la. وَإِن يَكُ صَادِقًا يُصِبُكُمْ بَعْضُ الَّذِي يَعِدُكُمْ. And if he is truthful, 100% is truthful and I believe in him, then يُصِبُكُمْ, it will afflict you, بَعْضُ الَّذِي يَعِدُكُمْ, some of the punishment which he is promising you, Allah Jalla wa Ala will unleash the punishment. Allah ki lati be awate. The stick of Almighty Allah does not make a noise. Inna Allah la yahdi man huwa musrifun kazzab. Verily Allah will not guide those people who are musrif. Musrif, ay man tajawaza anil hudud. The people who exceeded all the limits and boundaries and parameters. Kazzab, mubalagha, hyperbole, intensive form, who are big, big liars. He's speaking, he's imploring, he's begging his people. This is the Rajul al-Mu'min, the true believer. Ya Qawmi, oh my beloved people, Lakumul Mulkul Yawm. So today, for you, you have the authority, sovereignty, and you have the power. Zahirina fil arud. You have the power, you are subduing the people, and you are the ones who are having the power and authority on this land of Egypt. But tomorrow, فَمَنْ يَنْصُرُنَا مِنْ بَعْثِ اللَّهِ إِنْ جَاءَنَا. Who will help us when the punishment of Almighty Allah, when it comes? Will your kingdom, will your prime minister, will your president, will your millionaires help you? Will we be able to divert and avert the punishment? He's making them think, he's stimulating their minds. Oh, how Fir'aun knew. His arguments are very good. So he's a politician. You know the politicians, what they do, whether you're in South Africa, Africa, America, or wherever. So you see, when they go to the Jutlas, the Jews, they will tell them what great contribution you made to the struggle and you liberated South Africa. Nigalo Mali, give us some money there. They'll go to the Muslim and tell them how many people passed away there in the jail and so forth and so on, John Foster and wherever. So you also must support us, vote for us. Then they'll go to the Christians. So every day, they're like chameleons, they will change their colors, you must remember. So what did the Fir'aun say? He knew that the arguments of the true believer are very powerful. He has to save face. Qala Fir'aun. So the Pharaoh spoke. Ma urikum illa ma ara. I also see what you are seeing. Meaning, I concur with you and agree with you that we must not kill him now. That we must agree on that issue, that we must guide the people towards the right path. So what does he say? Ma urikum illa ma ara. I don't see anything just like how you are saying. I also say that. Meaning very similar. وَمَا أَهْدِيكُمْ إِلَّا سَبِيلَ الرَّشَادِ. And I am not guiding the people, but to the path of righteousness. I am taking them to that right path and so forth. Make America great again, trumpeting away, and 80 million people, messes are asses in America, remember that, and they vote for him. Can you believe such a foolish nation? They don't even know where is Palestine and Iran. Majority of them, if you ask them, they'll tell you it's somewhere in Africa or something. So what do you expect from a nation like that? So when you study, I've been to America twice, so you will see majority of the people very, very gullible, and they just accept anything, everything. Their crooked politicians tell them and so forth. Now slowly, slowly they are waking up. May Almighty Allah guide them to the right path, the safe path. Ameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, the 27th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446. Gaza genocide, today is day number 420. And remember, there in Russia, Ukraine, it is day number 1009. So you should take note of that, and we should know both, because both are very important for our purpose. So let us present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, and internationally. So two Jutlas were killed, according to the news we have received, and that are the specs that you have, being roasted and toasted, and more than 10, 12 of them injured, waiting there to be dispatched to hell, the haramis. So there in America, there is one Republican. He's warning the two Muslim ladies, and he's telling them that you better get out of the Congress. Do you know who am I? I am the Hebrew hammer. Once I come in after the 20th of January 2025, I'll be hammering you and so forth. So these are the haramis, you must remember that. If you just read the Jewish paper, the Haaretz, and they got a nice advert there. Oh, people, read the Haaretz, read the Haaretz. Netanyahu wants to close us down. I'm just paraphrasing it. So Haaretz newspaper is appealing to humanity. Read us, read us. And he, Bibi, Netanyahu, the harami, war criminal, the butcher of Gaza, wants to close us down because we are exposing all his lies, the lies of Bibi, the Bibi dossier. Go read it and see everything leaking now. And he's leaking from his front and from his back, the harami. Israel destroyed whatever little bit there was left of the education system in Gaza. That is their nature. They are a scum of the earth, a mal'oon, a nation that is cursed by Almighty Allah, not once, twice, but several times in the Noble Quran. And they destroyed the lives of journalists, they destroyed the mosque and the churches, they destroyed the lives of the Palestinians, thinking that they will finish up the revolution. Nay, you kill, then every time more and more people will become mujahideen, you idiots and fools. So you treat my father, my mother with disrespect. You torture them, persecute them. I'm a young boy. I am Yahya Sinwar. I'm a young boy. I'm Ismail Haniyeh. I'm a young boy. I'm Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi. I'm a young boy. I am Sheikh Ahmed Yasin Nawarallahu Marfadahu. And I see what you are doing. So the day I get a gun in my hand or a knife in my hand, then there's no question. You are Mubahul Dam, you are Mubahul Mal. So one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So that is what you are doing. And the world opinion has turned against you. And 90% of the world stands with Palestine. And only you and America both guilty of state terrorism. And you can see that there, Biden today is considered as one of the worst presidents in the history of America, with his Lincoln and Kamala and all haramis. Trump is another shaitan. He can't play fine place where he put his rifle and so forth and so on. So these are all stains that will live with them right till the day they spread and they die like dogs. Remember that. So here we go on. So they say you must read the Haaretz newspaper, and they are appealing because remember that Israel, the politicians, well, want to now marginalize them. Ben Gvir, who is a terrorist according to Israeli law, and one of the biggest shaitans in the cabinet there, he says he doesn't agree with the so-called ceasefire with Lebanon and Hezbollah. He says go to Gaza and occupy it. So he says that openly, Smotrich says it openly, and that is the aim, remember, of Bibi Netanyahu, that he wants to do the same thing. Because why? They want to steal the gas, the oil, everything from Gaza al-Mubarakah. And they say that when we speak about post-war, then Hamas can be controlling it. The Jutlas Haramis can't say Hamas with a Ha. They say Hamas. So except for Yellow A or Jutla and Jutli, Hamas can Yellow Hamas. You see that? Hamas, as you say, that they're going to finish you up. Because why? You can't be fighting for 1 year, 1.5 year, and so forth. You're too used to your wine, dine, and swine. And we have Iman, we have Islam, we have Tawakkul and trust in Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. When they ask Khalid Mishal, how long will this war carry on against the Jutlas? He said, till the last Palestinian child, he also, she also will take on the war. How are you going to beat a nation that is ready for martyrdom? Khalid bin Walid wrote a letter to Rustam. إِنَّمَا إِيَّكُمْ يُحِبُّونَ الْقِتَالَ وَالْقَتْلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَا تُحِبُّونَ الْخَمَرَ. I have people with me who love to dice with death as you love your alcohol. I just changed the translation a bit. If you want that saying, open Mishkat Sharif, that as you love your wine, dine, and swine. So that is what we love, our jihad, to take you on, whether you're an American or Yankee, whether you're a British Harami, or whether you're a Jutla or a Jutli, whether you are a Christian or Hindu, we will take you on in your own backyard. That are the true Mujahideen, so we should be very clear about that issue there. So the ICC decision that he said Netanyahu is a war criminal, Kalan is a war criminal, should be respected by all parties and must be respected. That is what Borrell said. Borrell is a big shot. He was a member of the European Union, and he knows that what are the implications and consequences. When it was decided against Putin, they all were clapping hands. And now when this is the verdict against Netanyahu, they want to look for loopholes and so forth and so on. The whiteys and the Jutlas are the biggest racists, you must remember that. We know what is apartheid. Nobody has to come and teach us that. Israel has already violated the ceasefire by shooting already into Lebanon, the airspace and areas and so forth. They say, no, we're just warning them. And so that is Jutla. They speak, Quran says, Layyam bi al-sinatim with a fork tongue. They will say they want peace, P-E-A-C-E. But the peace they want is to land grab, steal more pieces of the Palestinian land. And they want the West Bank now. They want Gaza now. Everything they want, the Harami. Putin sent a message to Trump and said, Trump, you are not safe. Somebody might just put you away, and then you'll be trumpeting in hell. Obviously, the second part Putin didn't say. So remember, yesterday somebody asked me, When Trump comes in power, do you think he will finish his term? I said, I doubt it, because he has made so many enemies with the Muslims and the foreigners and the migrants and so forth. And you know, America is a crazy country, you must remember this. I saw Clinton when I was there in America, and you must see how they move with them, the presidents. They have the helicopter on top, they have security on the front, on the back, on the side. But still, if Allah wants, you must remember somebody put him away. Who put away the Kennedys? Ah, the Jutlas, they'll give you the answer, the Haramis. China could devalue the yuan, their currency, you see, to spite Trump. Because Trump wants a trade war, so the yuan, whatever you want to call it, the different way to pronounce it, they could just devalue it, and that will be a smart move, you must remember. So that is, they got their advisors and so forth. Now there is one family, you see, the Rothschild. You must read about them, you see. So this family, yeah, remember, they are the ones, the brainchild, to bring about Israel and bribe everybody and so forth. So one of their children, grandchildren, whatever you have to call him, he fracked and he died. So his name was Rothschild, dies in the fire. He died in the fire, multi-billionaire, but he carried on like a pauper and a hoarder. And remember, properties here, there, everywhere, and all Allah punished him there in Los Angeles. And that's what the report says, and he's dispatched into Jahannam. Imagine, in this world also fire, year after also fire, and everlasting doom and gloom. So that is the system of all Allah, Jalla Wala. Putin is a harami, I told you all. I only like him on this one issue, where he takes on NATO, where he takes on Ukraine, where he takes on the Israelis. So Putin threatens Ukraine with new missiles. He says, you want to play? Come, let's play. I will take out my new missiles and then my nuclear and submarines. So don't come and waste my time. But Putin is a harami. Yesterday in Aleppo, in Halab, from where our Ustaz, Sheikh Sabuni, Sheikh Abdul Fattah come from, rahimahullah. So Russia and Syria murdered and killed more than 12, 13 Syrian Sunni Muslims. So Halab is Madinatul Awliya, is the place of the great, great pious people, Aleppo in Syria. So for that, we have to condemn the Russian Federation, condemn the Syrian Bashar Assad, the Pakka Kafir Shia. We have to condemn these people there because they are murdering innocent civilians. So Kain and Mankan, whoever does it, we have to condemn them. Australia now has made it law. Under 16, they banned from the social media. How are they going to monitor that? You know, these companies got ways and means and so forth, and then they will impose the fine on the parents and so forth and so on. How good if they bring such a law in South Africa? You see, South Africa, you go to your schools, primary school, high school, just take a survey and see. In every province, you will find thousands of girls, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, all pregnant. Hundreds of thousands, you will take all of them together and see. That is the indictment upon South Africa and your two ministers of education wasting our time with 75 ministers and deputy ministers. We have become a banana republic and wasting the people's money and time. That is what South Africa has done. Imran Khan, remember that you will be facing terrorism charges. Can you believe that? He and his wife Bushra Bibi, because he brought about such marches against the illegitimate government, the Napak government, Pakistan, supposed to be Pak and clean, but the government and the army, Napak and impure and immoral, he exposes them. So now they're trumping up charges against him and his wife, Bushra Bibi, of terrorism and so forth. Our sister, our elder sister, let's call her that, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, now that she has been denied the visit by the imams. No religious figure can go there now. This is your American justice. This is your American style, that they put her away for 86 years. The Jewish judge, Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, you bring back Afia, our sister. back from the hellhole to her children and to her sister, and all these haramis and zalims and temple dictators. Ya Allah, you punish them as you did with Wolf Rothschild, and sent him to the sentencing, sent him to the fire, and he cracked and died like a dog in that fire. So send them there also, Ya Allah. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. You have power to do that, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Today, remember, Black Friday, the shops will be gone crazy and so forth, and the Muslim businessmen and women, why must you be mimicking them? The kuffar culture, alayna an nu'attir wa la nata'asir. We are supposed to be a ummah and a nation, the best of the best. We take the best and share it with the rest. Not that we go and imitate them and mimic them, suffering from the inferiority complex. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wa al-nasara awliya. Iman walo, 89 times Allah has mentioned this phrase, and ashikana khitab hai, with full good love and compassion. Do not take the Jews and Christians to be your friends and your protectors. Ba'aduhum awliya uba'at, they are the friends and protectors of one another. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. You befriend them, you love their culture, you love their festivals, you love their civilization, then you become part and parcel of them. الْمَرْءُ مَعَ مَنْ أَحَبَّهُ. A person will be on the day of justice with whom he loves. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Authentic hadith, remember, in Abu Dawood. مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. Whosoever mimics and imitates a people, nation, becomes part and parcel of them. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith, write it down, students, ulama, and hadith sahih in Musnad Abi Awana, man kattara sawada qawmin fawa minhum. Who increases the numbers of a people, you become part and parcel of them. They say Black Friday, Black Friday, yesterday we sent us the dua, today also we will send it out. For us, every Friday, every Jumu'ah is a Nurani Friday, a Friday filled with Nur, radiance and effulgence. It's haram to go and then imitate them and say, Black Friday, Black Friday. If our hearts become so black, Nuktatun Sauda, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when our hearts get saturated with the darkness and so forth, then no truth penetrates it. Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim. The heart gets filled with the vices and sins. Think properly what you're doing. Don't behave like a fool, O Muslims, and make Black Friday sale, Black Friday. So promote Islam. Allah will give you barakah and so forth. Today, Bandar Balila, Bandar in Urdu, Alif Anabe, Bandar say Salandar. When we were very young, we used to play with the Urdu letters, Alif Anar, Pomegranate, Bay, Bandar, the monkey, and say Salandar. So this Bandar is not a monkey. Bandar means a harbor in Arabic. Bandar means handsome. So Bandar Balila, he is khutbah also, just lullaby khutbah. Short, sweet, and he just there some put the people to sleep. So he will be delivering the khutbah salat, 10 past 11 South African time, 11:10. So inshallah, there the various radio stations will link up and we will take the khutbah and the salat, and thereafter inshallah the translation and dua, and then we'll be going to the West Street Masjid, 12:10 is the adhan, and thereafter the lecture inshallah. And remember that last night we were there with Mawlana Ibrahim Badat and his family and so forth. Allah reward them, reward the trustees and so forth and so on. Mawlana, we have exactly half an hour left. So for the Q&A, let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, if a woman is given 3 talaqs, but she is on her period and bleeding heavily, is the talaq still valid, or is the marriage now broken? What's the status of the marriage?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Here there are 3 different issues. Go open chapter 65, the surah talaq, the surah's name, and its title is the title talaq, divorce. Ya ayyuhan nabi, idha tallaqtumun nisaa fatallikuhunna li'iddatihin. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when the issue of talaq is mentioned, then Allah is addressing us. يا أيها النبي أو مصطفى حبيبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then Allah says, when you, the Ummah, you divorce your wives, then فَتُوَلِّقُوهُنَّ لِعِجَّتِهِنَّ. Then you must issue the talaq verbally or in writing, and it must be the last resort, not the first option. It should be done in the period of cleanliness, not in the period of hayd and menses. It should be one talaq and not three talaq one time. So if a person gave triple divorce one time, then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's fatwa mentioned in Sunan Sa'id bin Mansur, bring him to me and I will la'uja'atuhu, I will whoop him and lash him and cause him much pain. However, if the husband issued the talaq during the lady's menses and period, and it was three talaq one time, then all four schools, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, Hanafi's say, all three talaq are valid, but ma'al ism. He, the husband, is a major, major sinner. You took the gun, you had three bullets left, and you shot it. You say, no, that it was a mistake. The fact remained, the people died. One person, many people, whatever the case is. So similarly, as well, Allah gave you the three chances, and you used it one shot. So you are asking, you are a major sinner, but the talaq is valid, the marriage is finished now. So both of you must go your own way. Go read the Quran Sharif, and you will find what Almighty Allah speaks. Reconciliation is the best. But when you don't listen, you want to do your own things, you want to make Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan happy, you فَرْرِقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ, chapter 2, verse 102, then you issue the talaq verbally, the talaq means divorce and so forth, and verbally, or you wrote it out, then remember Allah says, Allah is for everybody, chapter number 4, Surah Nisa, verse 130, then Almighty Allah makes both parties independent from one another. So you have to go into iddat, and that will be three menses, according to Hanafis and Hanbalis, Salatat Quru, or three periods of cleanliness, and that is according to Shafi'is, Malikis. And if you are pregnant, then remember till you give birth to the baby. And remember, if you are in menopause, then it will be talaq to ashhur, and that is 90 days from the day talaq was issued. So all this enshrined and mentioned in the Noble Quran.
Mufti Sahab, I have the Yusuf Ali English Quran. You said it has errors. What do I do with it after I replaced it?
MashaAllah, give it to some of your imams and maulanas and sheikhs and all of them. They can keep it in their library and go look for all the errors. Hazrat Mona A.S. Desai Sahib, Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, Hazrat Ji of Jalalabad, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, Hazrat Mona Masihullah Khan Sahib, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, passed away on a Friday, 92, used to say, Maulvi Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib to Muftiyon ka Mufti hai. So therefore we call him Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafizahullah. So remember that he wrote the whole book, The Errors of the Yusuf Ali Quran and so forth. So just give it to one learned person. So inshallah then other people will not get to go astray and so forth. And you read Tafsir Usmani, Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani, Balinde in Karachi. And remember all Ma'arif al-Quran, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, Balid also in Karachi, passed away 10th of Shawwal, 1976. That is Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib, Rahimahullah.
Mufti Sahib, if one is in Umrah and decides to make a day trip to Jeddah, which places should he visit in Jeddah?
First and foremost, we need to understand Wajhut Tasmiya. Why is it called Jeddah? The books of history and some Mufassirin and commentators have written that Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, when he was transferred from Jannah and Paradise, then he came to Hind. And you find in the hadith also in Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah, I'll explain to you the hadith just now. So when he came from Jannah, transferred to Hind, which part of Hind? Was it India, today's India? Was it Pakistan? Was it Bangladesh? Nay, it was in Sri Lanka, Ceylon. So therefore, when you go there, you will find one place there, they call it Adam's Peak, and so forth and so on. So that you must remember. So we can address this. Hind means Hind Kabir, the old Hind, remember that, India. So that included all these areas, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, and other countries as well. So that's one issue. If you go to Sahih ibn Khuzaymah Hadith Kitab, you will find that he, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, performed several Hajj, ay min al-Hind wa kana ma'ashiya. So when we are in Makkah, Medina, Jeddah, the taxi drivers, then they ask you, Hindi, Hindi, Hindi. There they say it to you, mockingly and to me. Oh, you Hindi. So I told him, you also Hindi and I'm also Hindi. He said, Kaif, how can it be I'm a Hindi? I said, who is your father? So now he starts wondering, you see. He knows you're going to corner him. So I say, is Adam alayhi salam your father or not? Allah says, Ya Bani Adam, O progeny of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. And when you open Sahih ibn Khuzaymah, Inna Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam hajja min al-Hind, Ewa kana Hindiya. So wasn't he an Indian? So khalas, the whole argument should be standing, wasn't it? Kullukum min Adam wa Adam min Turab. So all of you, remember, came from Nabi Adam and he came from the dust and sand and so forth. So nevertheless, so that is one thing you must remember. So now we go to the word now. Jeddah. Jeddah means grandmother. So you the men, not women. Woman is haram. La'ana Allahu zahirat al-kubur. You can stand outside. Go inside the graveyard there, and it is called Maqbaratu Hawa. Understand? So I've been there, Maqbaratu Jeddah, whatever. So different places, you'll find different names and so forth. So they got one long grave there. Wallahu a'lam, we can't say 100%, but that is what is written there. They say that is the grave of Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha. Remember in Bukhari Sharif, it is mentioned Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, وَإِنَّ طُولَهُ سِتُّونَ زِرَاءً. So he was so tall, I'm 6 feet tall, put a zero. 60 feet tall, and so forth, or more also, if you take it understood. So imagine so tall. So she was very, very tall then. So shorter we go, we're going to Qiyamah, you must remember that. So Jeddah, our grandmother descended there, you must remember, in Jeddah, hence the name. But when I used to sit there in the company of Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, and the senior Saudi ulama, so they would normally say Jeddah, not Jeddah. Sometimes Jeddah, but many a time they say Jeddah, with Dhammil Jeem. So why? So you must remember, they say that, because you must remember, Jeddah will refer to the Mina. Mina in Arabic, the harbor. You see? So that is what you should know. And remember, when was this harbor conquered and used and so forth? In time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala. Now people just go to Jeddah to kill time, waste time for shopping and so forth and so on. But these are the most important reasons. And if you go there to Jeddah from Makkah and then you come back to Makkah, then there's no need for you to make a Umrah. If you want to make a Umrah, that's your choice, but it's not compulsory upon you to do so. Instead of going to Jeddah, wasting your time, take that money, go to Taif, and remember after Fajr Salat, make Nashta and have a nice, healthy, hearty breakfast, then Rasta, and then you go to Taif. You visit the great Mubarak of Abdullah ibn Abbas, Rais al-Mufassirin, one of the greatest commentators of the Noble Quran. Then you visit the place there, Masjid al-Addas, where Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bleeding and crying and perspiring. Ya Allah, look at these people, what they have done. Allahumma inni ashku ilayk. I cry to you, I complain to you, Ya Allah, give these people hidayah. And Das came and he gave the Master alayhi salam some water, some grapes. And then Nabi alayhi salam asked him, from where you come? So he said, Ninwa. So that is near Mosul in Iraq. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, my brother is there. Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, he took the Mubarak hands of the Master alayhi salam, kissed it, embraced Iman. So today, MBS Bakka Shaitan Murtad, one good thing he did, unintended consequences. All the masjids that were closed previously, all are open. Not for sake of deen, for sake of siyaha, to make money out of the tourists and so forth, to go to that masjid, Masjid al-Haddas is open now. Go to the place where Taif, Ghazwa Taif took place and so forth. So instead of wasting time in Jeddah, go to Taif, take your ihram with you. On your return journey, go there to sail. And there is wonderful facilities there. I put an ihram there, so I know, alhamdulillah. And then you must perform a umrah on your return trip, according to the Hanafi scholars. Majority scholars say not compulsory, but better. But Hanafi say compulsory. So my advice to you will be go to Taif. If rather, you go after Nashta, you make Rasta, you do all that before Zuhur, you'll be back. If you have a good taxi driver and not a quack and somebody like that.
Mufti Saab, my husband says it's not faras to eat with your hands, so it's okay to eat with a fork and knife.
We had this question the other day with Hafiz Wadi. I answered it, but no problem. New listeners, new program. I'm asking you a question. Write it down, sister. And when your husband is in a good mood, so you must ask him this. Quran Sharif teaches us Surah 3, Chapter 3, Surah Al Imran, verse 31. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah, fattabi'uni, follow me, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yuhibbukum Allah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah jalla wala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. Deliberately, you oppose, you go against the teaching, preaching, sunnah of Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Muslim has to eat, drink with the right, not with the left. Inna shaitana ya'kulu bishimalihi wa yashrabu bishimalihi. Satan, Lucifer eats with his left and so forth and so on. Nevertheless, in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, various compilations. But see what the Quran Sharif teaches us. Surah 24, Surah Nur. Our mother Siddiqat bintu Siddiq, radiallahu ma, Sayyidah Aisha, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sahib Dadi, Ladli, Beti. So the most beloved daughter and child of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu ma. She used to tell the women, Allimu, tell the men, you teach your women Surah Nur. Allimu nisaakum surat al-Nur. You men teach your wives, daughters, nieces, sisters, Surah Nur. Chapter 24, verse 64 verses. Go read chapter 24, verse 63, the second last verse. فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ بِوَيْهِ. Those people you call يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ, who oppose the commandment, teaching, preaching of the Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to see whom fitnatun, such a calamity will befall you, or you see the hum azabun aleem, or a painful punishment will come. In some books it's written, but it's incorrect, the name. They say it is the story of Abu Dujana. It's not the story of Abu Dujana, it's the story of, you must remember, Ma'qil bin Yasar. If you want reference, go open Ibn Majah. So one day, Ma'qil bin Yasar, Sahaba, are sitting, you know, they had to meet non-Muslims. So one morsel fell down. So he, Ma'qil bin Yasar, wanted to pick it up. So somebody told him, leave it. These people here, the non-Muslims, they consider that to be uneducated, uncivilized, and unrefined, and so forth, like today. So what answer he gave? He had to ab ezer kesab likhne ke kabil hai, take water, golden water, and write it. He, Ma'qil bin Yasar, said, أَأَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِهَاؤُلَاءِ الْحَمْقَى. Must I leave the sunnah and teaching, preaching of Mustafa صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ because of these idiots and morons? So only a moron will do that, remember. Eat with fork and knife and so forth. That eat with knife in the right hand, fork in the left hand, and eat and think that is progressing. So these are people who suffer from the inferiority complex. Look at Taliban. So now the countries are coming. Uzbekistan, the ambassador came, presented his credentials. Russian official came. Deputy Prime Minister came. Kabul. Come on, let's forget the past. Let's speak now. We make it a win-win situation. Chinese guys are there. And they got their big, big turbans, their big, big beards and so forth. And they sit and negotiate and so forth. And they eat what the public eats. Remember that. So that is our Islam. How they try to destroy them. And so many presidents of America dispatched to hell, or they're still living but still in hell. Then yet the Taliban are in power. So that is our honor. The more we fulfill what the Almighty Allah commands us, what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam commands us, that is the sign of our Iman. Chapter 9, verse 62. وَاللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَحَقُّ أَن يُرْدُوهُ إِن كَانُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. We have to please Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Please Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you have the true Hakka Satcha, 100% Iman, we don't have to question who you're going to please. The Western culture, the Eastern culture, the Hollywood, Bollywood culture, they laugh at you. So teach them what we have. We have the best, and we want to share it with the rest, remember.
Mufti Saab, what niyat must you make when buying kitab for students becoming alims?
MashaAllah. So remember that me now, I got thousands of kitabs. Now I don't know when Allah will take me. So I give it away now. When somebody comes with a Maulana, Hafiz, this, that, the children, I say, take this kitab. They'll help you. So you make intention of Sadaqah Jariyah. Ya Allah, we gave this kitab to somebody for your love, your pleasure. Ya Allah, today we are alive, tomorrow we're gone. So let them benefit and let that be an investment for us in the year after. Sahih Hadith Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif, Idha Mat al-Insan Inqata Amaluhu. When a person passes away, his actions are exhausted, finished and clear. Then, illa min talat, except three. Ilmun yuntafa'u bihi. You see, this knowledge we are giving to you. People come yesterday, a 94-year-old Haji came to me. He sits on the chair, and then Maulana Ibrahim Badat, after that, we had tea by his place. I asked him, what's Baji's name? So he told me, he said, Baji, till now, 94, 95 years old, is driving car. He don't allow his grandson to drive. Every salat is there. So he came to me, he hugged me. He said, to her Lord, abkili dua karta ho. Every day I make dua for you. Allah Ta'ala accept you. We're learning so much. So that is what we want. The young, the old, male, female. So we want to teach people. Remember that. Innama bu'istu mu'allima. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have been sent as a teacher. So we must teach the people a great legacy there to quench the thirst of people, not with water and cold drink and juice, but the knowledge so they have true guidance. So that is first one. Second one, yeah, sadaqatun jariya. So you gave kitab, you gave water, well, and so forth and so on, masjid, madrasa, darulum, so that is recurring charity. Third one, oh, waladun salihun yad'u lahu. Oh, you have pious children, they make dua for you. So people ask me, how many children you got? I tell them, 1,000. See what? I say, yeah, I don't have biological children. I have thousands of students across the world. So they're my children, they make dua. Some of them will make dua, some will make dua. So sometimes I tell them, the accidents also make dua for us, inshallah. So that is a great investment, inshallah. Sahih hadith it is. Jee.
Mufti Saab, you said, scan the sky tomorrow night, but I see the new moon now.
You saw the new moon now. You saw honeymoon, right? So you must remember that. You got a character. Come, I teach you a lesson now. So you must remember, first of all, you said wrong. I never said you must scan the sky tomorrow night. I said scan the sky Sunday night. Tomorrow, my brother, is Saturday. So you confused, or either your fuses are blown. وَكَمْ مِنْ آئِبٍ قَوْلًا صَحِيحًا وَآفَتُهُ مِنَ الْفَهْمِ اسْتِيمِ. The Shair says, how many a time a person speaks the correct thing, but you, the person who heard their speech, your brain wasn't functioning properly, so you must conclude it and so. Come, I give you a lesson, brother. When the new moon, the crescent, is sighted, the first 3 days, it is called Hilal. So therefore, on our Islamic calendar, you will find that now, inshallah, Sunday night or so, we will send it out, and you will see then whether it's starting on Monday or Tuesday, and the dua is written there, mentioned in Abu Dawood, Hilal, Khairin, wa Rushdin. Hilal means Rafu's soul, to raise your voice. Cha, cha, there's the moon, there's the crescent. So that is Rafku. So Ma Uhilla li ghayri Allahi bihi. So Hilal. And then every 3 nights it changes the name. The richness, the glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the Arabic language. On the 14th night, it is Chaudhry Rati Chand, full circle. The moon shining in its glory and beauty. Laylatul Badr. Chapter 54, Suratul Qamar. The waxing and the waning of the moon. Therefore, gambling is called Qimar. You win, you lose. 90% of the time, you lose. And remember, gambling is haram. So what you are seeing, my brother, is not the new moon, is the waning, is the decreasing of the moon. And then you won't see it. So Sunday night, we must try and see, but it won't be sighted in South Africa. So then you see Monday night it will be sighted, and then it will be 30 days of Jumad al-Ula, and then Monday night, Tuesday, will usher in. So what you are seeing is not the new moon, my brother. You are seeing the old moon while it is waning, decreasing, getting less and less. So now, come and teach you a nice lesson, brother. So somebody told one brother, you see, that Jew, why you love your wife so much? Day and night you take your wife's name. So he was a sharpshooter. So he said, you know, there was a Majnun and Layla. When we went to school, they used to lie to us, Shakespeare, and that Shakespeare himself was a corrupted character. So Romeo and Juliet, when we went to Madrasa, they spoke of Majnun and Layla. Mausaleem. You remember all those days there, Baba Asati, the honorable teachers. So they would tell a story of Majnun and Layla. So Majnun was madly, even the word madly, you make a mud, M-A-D, mad, M-A-D, mud. So madly in love with Layla. So somebody told him, Majnun, how come you fell so much in love with this Layla of yours? Her eye got a slight squint. Her teeth are not properly synchronized, and that one is little bit this. He said, Majnun, you need the eyes of Layla. You need the eyes. You need my eyes. You need my eyes. That is Majnun's eyes to see the beauty of Layla. So beauty is in the eyes of the person who sees her. So that is how, remember, كُلُّنْ يَتَّئِي بِحُبِّ لَيْلَىٰ وَلَيْلَىٰ لَا تُكْلِرُ بِذَارِ. Everybody who tell Layla, we love you. Layla says, nobody loves me. Only my Majnun loves me. He always praised me. He never saw a defect in me. So you, my brother, you must look at the moon properly. And now you saw the new moon today. So today is Friday. You better go for honeymoon today. I hope you read Fajr Salat, brother. So don't confuse issues or blow your own fuse.
Mufti Saab, what is the way to deal with a person who is a pathological liar?
Like, you must add there, like Netanyahu. Then, so B.B. Benjamin is a serial liar, pathological liar, kazzab. And he's a mutakabbir, harami, shaitan. He's not even Semite. If you study his life history, he's from Poland, harami. They're not even proper Jews, these people. These Spaza Jews, you must remember that. This is all the plan of the Zionists and so forth to cause fragmentation, disunity, and disunite the Muslims and the Arabs and so forth. They were planted there by the British, by the Americans and so forth, and the Arab idiot fools fell in that human trap, and now they're supporting Israel instead of supporting Hamas and Jihad Islami and the Mujahideen and so forth. So what must you do? Every time he lies, you must expose him. Name him, shame him, nail him. So Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, he read Ayatul Munafiq Salas. The signs of the Munafiq are 3. Ayatul Munafiq Arba'a. So other hadith 4. Go open Bukhari Muslim. Idha haddatha kadab, when he speaks, he just speaks lies. People used to ask me when I used to take groups and all that for Umrah Hajj. You say, which agent we must go? Then I stand for Umrah Hajj. So I tell them, see, there are 20, 30 agents. 90% of them don't speak 100% the truth. So the question you must remember is, you must ask, which agent speaks the least lies? You see? And then you will have a good package. Because the way some of them lie, we will do this for you, all that. 90% of the time, they can't fulfill what they are promising there. And when you catch them there, Makkah, Medina, they'll tell you, no, that the Saudi authorities told us we can't do this. But you knew that you can't promise the people these kind of things, but you just think they're all right. So, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَا, I don't say all, but 80-90%. So, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَا, remember, when they speak lies. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَصَ, when they promise, from day one, they got no intention of fulfilling it and honoring it. وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ, and when you give them amanat, they make khiyanat in it, commit breach of trust. And then the fourth one, وَإِذَا خَاسَمَ فَجَرَ, when you come into a debate, discussion, and argue with discussion with them, and you got them on the back foot, then see all the Chinese, Russian, and Greek, they will speak FNBs, and what will come out, you must remember, not just National Bank, the other one. So those are the signs of the munafiqeen. So we must then stay far from them, and remember, when you have the evidence, you must name them, shame them, nail them, and tell them, La'anatullahi al-kazibin. So remember that Allah's curse is on the liars. Another added dimension to this, write it down, students. Write it down, ulama public. Make a mental note. The only people who have a so-called religion ideology, and they promoted it, and this ideology of theirs, they glorified it. No religion, Judaism, Hinduism, Christianity, Buddhism, will allow this, except the kuffar Shia, la'anahumullah. Shia say, make zina, fornication, adultery, or pack your rifle everywhere. They call it mut'ah, prostitution. Khomeini, la'anatullah alayhi, writes. The book they gave me, the book's name is Tawdihul Masahil. Khomeini, la'anatullah alayhi, says, you can make mut'ah, prostitution, for 1 hour also. I challenge any Shia to say I'm speaking wrong. Khomeini wrote the book. You gave it to me, you Iranian Shias. And you say that Khomeini wrote there 1 hour mut'ah, hit and run business. 100% zina. Our Ustad Sheikh Sabuni, rahimahullah, wrote the book, Nikahul Mut'ati Haram. And then he wrote, وَقَوَلَ Imam Jafar Sadiq, rahimahullah, Al-Mut'ah, he has zina bi'ayniha. 100% prostitution. You see that? Second one, so they glorified it, committing zina, fornication, adultery. Second one, speaking lies. They said, totally permissible. At-taqiyyatu tis'atu a'shari dinina, taqiyya, lying, holy hypocrisy. That is 90% of our deen and our religion. So fornication, adultery, zina, and lying, only Shias have made it permissible and glorified it. La'anatullahi alayhim, Allah's curse is on them.
Mufti Saab, what is the verse that says a woman must be glued to her house, and if he goes out, he's like an adulteress?
You must be careful that both are not in the Quran Sharif. One is in the Quran Sharif, one is in the Sunnah Mubarakah, authentic hadith. Go read chapter number 33, Surah Ahzab, and verse number 33, the beginning of the 22nd Jews, 22nd Subara, Wamayyakumut. So chapter 33, verse 33, I read for you, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّا, and you women stay glued to your homes. Don't run around here to the mall every day, go beat ball every second day and so forth. What need there is? There's no need for that. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّا وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا, and do not go and expose your beauty. تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى, as the women in the past, they used to go and expose and they used to flaunt their beauties. Look at today. Then now somebody's wife is playing paddle with somebody else's husband. She's got a tracksuit and he's got a tracksuit and so forth. So he's eyeing her breast and she's eyeing her thing, I don't know what and so forth. And then they're no more paddling on the court. They're paddling somewhere else in the hotel and so forth. You see the harami business is going on. So all haram this year. You can't be exposing your beauty in today's nikah and tomorrow. Today's nikah, we got a program between 10 and up past 10. The nikah program with Mawzahid Khan. Any one of you, your sister, daughter, son, grandchildren getting married today, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whenever. So send it, inshallah. We won't come. Just the announcement we make is sunnah a'alinun nikah, announce the nikah. So send it 084-786-3132. So then our brother Junaid Mota is there, and you'll give it then to Zaid, inshallah, or Zaid, and then you'll announce it between 10 and 10:30 on Marqa Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So now there's a wedding, and now, you know, you ladies, no, I can't wear last week's outfit. The woman saw me. I have to wear a new one this week, and so forth and so on. The bag must be matching, the shoes must be matching, tip-top, everything. So Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ, when a woman leaves her home, وَهِيَ مُتَأَثِّرَ, lipstick, makeup, all that, tip-top, you see. فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا, she passes the man. So now the way she will walk and the way she will talk, and then the fragrance is going in all directions. So the people also say, at the Mohari Lange, she looks very smart. You see that? Fahiya Zaniya. Fahiya Zaniya. Who said so? Rahmatul lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She is an adulteress. Sahih, authentic hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. So when we speak, we don't speak from our pocket, brother, sister. We will give you what Quran Sharif states, what the Sunnah Mubarakah, what Sahaba, what the Awliyaullah and the false school taught us. Last question.
Mufti Sahab, a woman is divorced and her husband remarried. Is his son mahram to the ex-wife?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, you must remember, in Surah 4, verse 22, وَلَا تَنْكِحُوا مَا نَكَحَ آبَاؤُكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ سَلَفَ. Your father got married, right? Your mother passed away. Just give easy example. So your father married a lady. So you are the son. And now after 1 year, 5 years, whatever, so your father divorced this lady. So he passed away. You and your stepmother, she was a stepmother. So remember, you are a mahram for her forever. So you can never ever. Mahram means you are haram for her for all kinds, all cases. You can never marry her. So even if divorce took place, so you, the son or the stepson for your stepmother, you will always be mahram for her. You must remember that. And you can't marry her. You can't marry her, and you can't, you must remember, do, or even if divorce took place. So, for example, I give another example. Said, daughter of yours, so he got married, she got married to that boy, right? Your son-in-law. Things worked out fine, then Allah forbid, became turned sour. He, that son-in-law, he divorced your daughter, aliyazu billah, Allah forbid. So he, that son-in-law, and his mother-in-law, so he's always mahram to her. Even if he divorced her daughter, even if the daughter passed away, he, son-in-law, Jamai, will always be the mahram for the mother-in-law. So mahram means that. You don't tell me mahram today and tomorrow you're not mahram. Mahram means that you can never ever marry her now or in the future. So you need to understand all this. Go read Surah 4, verses 22-23. So our program today, inshallah, al-Aziz, 8:30 to 9, Mufti Aku, 11:10 South African time. We join Bandar Balila, BB. So remember that. Each khutbah, and I can tell you from now, lullaby khutbah and so forth. So the lullaby makes you nanabai. You just fall asleep, you understood? So we will translate the khutbah, and after the salat, he reads well. So the salat, and thereafter our translation and dua, and then inshallah, 12 o'clock, 12:05, we'll be in Westin Masjid Durban, inshallah, Aziz. And then after the azan, the lecture, inshallah, it will be live on all the radios, inshallah, we hope, on Radio Al-Ansar International, and inshallah, on Marqa Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Jama'ah. And then tonight, inshallah, we will be there in Hillcrest, and Maghrib to Isha will be there. Mawlana Suleiman Abdul Qadir, he called Qadir. So he's the imam there. So we'll be in Hillcrest. First time my life will be going there. Wonder where it is. So Hillcrest. So we have a crescent. It's a shortcut. You see the crescent on the hills. Very. So that's how you play with words, my brother. So Hillcrest, somebody saw the moon, the new moon. So they said Hillcrest. So he'll press him. So that's how you play with the words. Barakallahu feek, Muhsinin Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to you, the esteemed listeners. Make dua for us, we are sinners. Make dua for Gaza, al-Mubarak, our Palestinians. Allah Ta'ala grant them victory against their enemies, the Jutlas, Americans, and whoever else. Allah protect our Masajid, the Haramain Sharifain, Majidul Aqsa. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.